Well, what you're finding is that a lot of people have been left homeless now or displaced, either because their home has been lost entirely. I mean, around 6,000 buildings have collapsed, just to give you an idea, and many of them were apartment towers. They've either lost their home entirely or it's been damaged. And for many folks whose home hasn't been majorly damaged, they're now too scared to go and sleep inside at night because of these aftershocks. They are worried that they could meet a similar fate to some of these other people that tragically got hit on Monday night. And so right now, for a lot of folks, the accommodation of choice, believe it or not, is the car, sleeping out near a football pitch, in your car, where at least you know you'll be safe and you don't have any chance of anything falling on top of you.